CBS News Brief. Today's nor'easter could dump the most snow Boston and New York have seen in 2 years. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
In New York City, it's still looking at 4 to 6 inches of snow there. It's just so warm and has been so warm that it's going to take a while for the cold air to get down and for this snow to stick.
More than 1,000 flights in the U.S. are canceled. Voters on New York's Long Island could have trouble getting to the polls to decide on a replacement for disgraced ex-GOP Congressman George Santos. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The candidates are Democrat Tom Suozzi, a former congressman from Long Island, and the Republican Mozzie Pilip, a county legislator in Nassau County.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill haven't gotten any sleep right now. The Senate is voting on a $95 billion aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Yeses, 69, noes, 29, which gives it enough support to pass. But House Speaker Mike Johnson's already said he'll reject it. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
It is going to be mostly cloudy. Currently, it's 28.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for a little coffee, conversation, and country right here at WisCountry 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Good morning, everybody. Got your host, James J. here. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to have some fun this morning. We've got some good requested music for you lined up. Some of it tried to play a little early there. we've also got some other good things coming up for you. Good music on the way from the Dixie Chicks, Vince Gill, Brad Paisley, some Waylon and Willie, all that coming up for you and plenty more. And we'll get into some other good things with our National Day of calendar, a bit of country music news. But right now, y'all saying y'all right. How about y'all spelling y'all right? Let's get into this. You have to admit, y'all is a pretty fun word, but how do you spell it? Some put the apostrophe after the A as in y'all. Well, it turns out, according to Southern Living and every dictionary, that's incorrect. And the only way to spell it is with the apostrophe before the A. Yeah. Just like do not becomes don't and cannot becomes can't, you all becomes y'all. And even though y'all is typically associated with the South, its usage is gained in pop culture because it solves an English language problem. Unlike most European languages, English does not have a designated second person plural pronoun. A lot of people say you guys, but y'all makes it gender neutral, so it could apply to everybody. And here are some y'all substitutes depending on where you are in the world. If you say, hey, use guys over there, you probably from the Northeast. If you say yinz, I've heard it yinz. I've heard it yinz and I've heard yinz, but that's people from the Ozarks, Appalachians, and Western Pennsylvania. I've heard yinz a couple times, though. And, hey, you lot. Hey, you lot over there. That's more UK and Australia. Yeah. Just kind of American did a little bit. But yeah, it's kind of a fun one. I grew up with a bunch of friends from the South, and one of my friends, one of my best friends growing up was from right around New Orleans. And him and his father said y'all a lot. It just got me to kind of say it quite a bit. And it's fun. Can we just, like, can't words just be fun sometimes to say? Can't we just have that? That's not so bad. Let's dive right into our National Day of Calendar for this February 13th, 2024. It is National Cheddar Day. Mmm. Cheddar's good. What's your favorite cheese? And is that a fair question to ask in Wisconsin? Or is that a load of questions? Is that too heavy of a question? Especially, it's not even 8 o'clock yet. 715-423-1055. 423-1055. What's your favorite type of cheese? I'm a typical Dago. I'm a typical Italian. Parmesan, mozzarella, that's where my mind goes right away. But you know something? If you grew up on it, there's nothing like a Kraft single, like Kraft cheese. There's nothing like it. It ain't fancy, and nobody's going to pick it as their number one, but that stuff's reliable. It's good. It's also National Pancake Day. Pancakes. What's your favorite way to have pancakes? Here we go. Another one. 715-423-1055. Call up and join the conversation. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch away from calling us. My mom, when we first moved to Wisconsin, I found out, I don't think I remember this beforehand, but when we first moved here, my mom made chocolate chip pancakes. And a couple of my friends found out and they wanted to spend the night, and all of a sudden they wanted to spend the night again. And I'm like, wait a minute, why you guys? It was just because she made them chocolate chip pancakes in the morning. I love those. Those are good. I'm a breakfast guy, though. I could eat breakfast all day. Breakfast foods for dinner and all that. That's a good one. Enjoy some pancakes today, everybody. And maybe most importantly, and I might be a little biased, but doesn't mean I'm wrong. It is World Radio Day. More than just a blast from the past, radios are a window to the world with music, news, talk shows, sunrise shows, all kinds of things. World used to be much bigger, at least when you consider the difficulty involved with transmitting information from place to place. In the beginning, we simply had to walk and talk to one another, and then all of a sudden we had to go ahead and move around everywhere. Hey, it's too hot here. I'm going there. Hey, it's too cold here. I'm going here. As this evolves, we need to figure out ways to communicate and talk. And we get to where we are with so many different mediums. Radio waves were originally discovered by one Heinrich Hertz, followed on the heels of his discovery of electromagnetic radiation. Radio waves operate at a frequency of 30 hertz and 300 gigahertz. These waves are generated by a device called a transmitter. That transmitter is connected to the antenna, which allow radio waves to radiate. And finally, these waves are received by a radio receiver that is attached to another system of antenna. Now, had I told you, breaking news, everybody, we figured out how to manipulate and how to work radio waves. And that'd be pretty amazing. That'd be some pretty breaking news. The fact that we've been doing this as long as we have, we're talking 1890s. 1890s was when this was first applied. Like, we have normalized and made it just like common knowledge and commonality. How many people even know out there what I just described as how you're hearing me right now? Invisible waves, gigahertz and hertz coming together so that we can do these silly things and have fun morning shows and, more importantly, getting important information out to you or the country music you love, you know? Like, we've normalized this, but this is an amazing process we figured out. And not for nothing, while it may have not looked like it when I first started in radio 20 years ago, radio ain't going anywhere. We're not going nowhere. Has it changed? Has it evolved? Is podcasting a lot more involved in radio? Do we have some of the things that we used to enjoy about radio? No, I'm not going to lie to you. I would say that we do. But I think it's even better. I think radio has grown. Nowadays, we can record our programs. We can podcast them. So, you know, back not even, 5 years ago, 6 years ago or something like that, I would have on a guest. We'd have a great interview in the morning. And never, you know, a parent, a relative, somebody would call up later. Hey, did you get a recording of that? I wasn't able to hear it. No, we didn't. No, sorry, we didn't have that technology. Now we do. Now nobody misses anything. People are able to catch these things. We found during the pandemic how vital radio was. We were essential workers. Pam and I were considered essential workers. We were coming to work every day. This is a job that it comes with a lot of stuff. But one of the things that I think is most important when it comes to being in radio is promoting radio and keeping radio alive for the next generation and after that and after that and after that and after that and keep going. Enjoy your radio today, everybody. Got some requested music right now. This is for Tony over in Stevens Point. Wanted to hear Life in a Northern Town. Now, Northern Town started life with a different title. Laird Clowns, who was one of the co-writers of the song, told the magazine Mojo that he had befriended Paul Simon at one point, and the two stayed in touch. He recalled, I played him the song, and he asked, what are you going to call it? And I said, hey, ma, 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 ma. And I told him that we intended to name it that, or Morning Lasted All Day. Paul said, that's no good, he said. And so I came up with Life in the Northern Town, which he thought was an excellent title. So this title has been okayed by Paul Simon. The song's subject matter was inspired by the time, partially inspired by Nick Drake. So it's a little bit about Nick Drake, but it's also about life in a northern town. So Laird Clowns was working on a TV program that he was producing in the northeast England city of Newcastle. And he told the Mojo magazine, the lyrics emerged because I was an early presenter on The Tube and Jeff Onefour went on to shoot the Beatles anthology series. The guy who shot that showed me long lines of people unemployed and shipyards that were closed down. And that's what life in a northern town is so like. This was covered by country acts Sugarland, together with Little Big Town and Jake Owen on the Sugarland Change for Change tour. Their performance was played live in the 2008 CMT Music Awards, and this rendition began receiving airplay on country radio, like this one right here. 3 months after the debuting on the Billboard Hot Country Singles charts, it entered the Hot 100. This represented the first 40 chart entry for both Little Big Town and Jake Owen. Here it is for Tony over in Stevens Point, Life in the Northern Town, on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Freeze, John F. Kennedy. would never wave goodbye. You could see it written in his eyes as the train pulled out of sight. Bye. In the northern town.
Hey, mama, mama. Hey, mama, mama. Hey, tonight. Hey, mama, mama. Hey,
life in the northern town.
Hey, mama, mama.
Oh, on earth was trouble, and only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain. Gathered round your grave to grieve, wish I could see the angels' faces and they hear your sweet voice.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Beth. Thank you, son. Thank you.
To heaven. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. And it's a French kiss, Italian ice, Spanish moss and the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night. There's a big toga party tonight down at Delta Chi. They got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday.
Of Nashville, right here.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up be cowboys, 'cause they never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings,
little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't
Waylon and Willie, Mamas Don't Let Your Young Grow Up to Be Cowboys on WisCountry 105.5 WQIRI. I apologize. I was singing along to the song. I got to admit, I was singing along and I got a little caught up in the song. Forgot I had to jump on the air. It's not my fault. Is that not one of the best duets in country music history? Waylon and Willie. That's what we're going to do. That's our new poll question for everybody. Your favorite duos in country music history. 423-1055, 715-423-1055, or you can email me, james@civicmedia.us. Go ahead and james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can go ahead and email me your favorite duets in country music history. Want to hear from you? And we'll play them. We'll have some fun. We'll play some of them throughout the next couple weeks here and get into the best combos in country music, the best duets. Let's look at a little bit of country music news right now, shall we? Why don't we? Diving right in. Is Beyonce really doing a country album or not? Everybody thinks Beyonce's newly announced album, Renaissance Part 2, is going to be a country album. The first two singles, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, definitely give that vibe. But the people at WhiskeyRiff.com aren't convinced. Quote, let's not pretend this will be the second coming of Loretta Lynn, as if anyone could just throw on a cowboy hat and do it. Of course, mainstream country radio has done a great job of blurring its own lines between pop and country, so it's not hard to see why all it takes is a cowboy hat, an acoustic guitar, and a couple of yeehaws. That's not... So, some of these sites... first off, nobody owns country music, all right? Like, anybody wants to pick up a guitar and play country music, whatever you've been playing before that, you can do it. They're right. Country music is more than putting on a cowboy hat or any of these things. But what do you expect? I have studied and listened and taken classes on music my whole life, since high school, I'll say. And country music, like hip hop, are both very, you know, subject to parody, subject to people just sitting there, you know, hey, I could write a song as long as I include drinking and my ex in there or something like that. That's a country song or whatever. Or as long as I include this and this, it's a hip hop song. And then they just do it and plenty of people eat it up. Plenty of people take it in. Do you genuinely think a lot of the country artists you listen to actually live the lifestyle that they're singing about? That's music in 101. That's all over the map. That's pop. That's hip hop, that's rock, heavy metal. Get out of here with this idea that she can't do country. It's Beyonce, for one. And nobody said this to Taylor Swift. Oh, look at Taylor Swift trying to get into pop music. How dare she? Like, get out of here, man. If you feel differently, go ahead and let me know. 715-423-1055. Doesn't this stuff correct itself anyway? Say Beyonce does come out with a country album and it's not any good. Y'all are going to let her know. It's not going to sell. So she's going to stop doing it. Garth Brooks learned quite a bit from his his jump into pop music with the Chris Gaines thing and everything. It didn't work. People didn't like it. So he stopped doing it. Like, I don't understand this idea of... holding on to something. It's a little bit like the American flag right now. Unfortunately, in many ways, the American flag has been politicized. That ain't yours, man. That belongs to all of us. I have an American flag on my jacket. My parents like to wave one. They any different than the rest of you? Nah. We're American, baby. Like, that belongs to everybody. And music belongs to everybody. So we'll see how that goes, though. If it's going to be any good or any of that, or people buy it, I have no idea. But the idea that people can or can't do any certain type of music or anything like that. Think of all the music we'd have lost out on if that was the case. You know, the two artists we just played, Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, they told them to get out of country music. Early in their careers, they said that they would never make it. Most of your outlaw country guys were like that. Well, what would country music be without them? Got an interesting one here. And a very interesting collaboration. Miranda Lambert is teaming up with Enrique Iglesias for a new duet called Space in My Heart. Seems like the crossover potential could be massive. not only not talking just with pop music, but with Latin music as well. They posted a tease of the chorus with the lyrics. You don't love me yet, but I know you will if you only felt half of what I feel. Miranda commented on the post, Texas meets Spain. Can't wait till y'all to hear this one. See, this is now, is that not country? Can she not do that because that's not country enough? Get out of here with that. One of the things that Miranda Lambert has actually touched on before that I think is interesting is the idea of old country and modern country and this style of country and that country. Now, we all got stuff we like. We all got different tastes and everything. That's cool. That's all your own. But I've never understood the need to categorize this stuff. Right, why are we so obsessed with putting everything in its little box and everything in its right place? It's music, man. They're all playing the same seven notes. Everybody's playing the same notes. Seems like a cool song. Seems like it might be pretty good. And if you're a fan of country music, it promotes country music. Keeps it popular. This unexpected collab is sure to excite country and the top 40 fans alike. See how it turns out. And we wrap up with, of course, Dolly Parton. And Dolly Parton being a complete Dolly. Dolly Parton doesn't have any ill will towards Ellie King after last month's drunken performance for Dolly's 78th birthday tribute at the Grand Ole Opry. She says, quote, Ellie is really a great artist. She's a great girl, and she's been going through a lot of hard things lately, and she just had a little too much to drink. So let's just forgive that and forget it and move on, because she felt worse than anybody ever could. Ellie still hasn't commented on the incident. And of course, leave it to Dolly Parton, not only to word it perfectly, but to do hopefully what the majority of us did in that situation. Did you note it? Did we talk about it? Yeah. And then we moved on. You don't know what is going through another person's heart or mind. And to think you do is, it's unhuman to me. One of the most human things we can do for each other, and everybody needs at some point, is to realize that oftentimes we are our own worst enemy. So what Dolly said there about Ellie King feeling worse than anybody else did, that's important. That's noteworthy. I know for me, you can give me a hard time all you want. Nobody can beat me up the way I can in my own head. There's nothing that you can say that is not already gone through my head 100 times. Well, I think that's a good note right there. And an important reminder of how we treat each other. And you don't get to be more offended than the person that was offended. Like, this was a tribute to Dolly Parton. If Dolly Parton wasn't offended, who are you to be offended? It's Travis Kelce and Andy Reid. Travis Kelce bumps into Andy Reid in the Super Bowl and everything, and everybody's losing their mind. How dare he do that and everything? How did Andy Reid feel about it? We're brothers. We do this. Okay, so let's move on. If Andy Reid ain't upset about it, who are you to get upset about it? It didn't happen to you. Move on. That's what we're doing. We got good stuff coming up for you. Randy Travis is in your future, along with Martina McBride, some Johnny Cash, and plenty more. On Wiz Country 105.5 WYRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by our friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit them right now at 250 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WYRI.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
It is going to be mostly cloudy. Currently, it's 28.
Central Wisconsin's country legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
You're my always and
You're the one that hung the moon. After all these nights together, I still get lost in your perfume. And if I could write a love song, every line would tell the truth. It would be a warm soft one, and my heart would say to you, when you see me walk on water, when the sea don't reach the shore, when the
from 105.5 FM.
Hey everybody, I'm Marty Raven with the group Shenandoah, and some more great country music coming your way from the country legend 24/7.
I can know.
almost hear my papa saying, won't you hold still, son, stop squirming around. Another Southern Sunday's coming down. Hear the old folks say, you'll make it big one day, you leave this town. Some loving lazy Sunday, you'll be back around. I can feel the evening sun go down, and all the lights in the houses one by one go out. Softly in the distance nothing stirs about, and the night is filled with the sound of a whippoorwill. What a Sunday in the South, all right. Just another Sunday in the South. Oh, another sacred Sunday in the South. Just another Sunday. How I miss those old sweet Sundays in the South.
Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot 'em down. Lord, he loved to make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly.
Yeah.
for love.
There's no guarantee that we'll see tomorrow. Heaven only knows how long we have. So there's no way I'll ever for one second let you wonder just how long my love for you will last. Till my last breath, till I'm called on high, till the angels come and I see the light. To the very end, till I
Wisconsin Wine, Country Legends, 24/7, 105.5 FM.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tours. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, that I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
One and only Man in Black, Johnny Cash, on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. That is going to do it for us, everybody, but we're still celebrating singles here at WIRI. This is your last day to go over to our Facebook page, type in WIRI on your Facebook page, and go ahead and leave us a comment about why you enjoy being single, or maybe a bullet that you dodged while being single, or something like that. You can go ahead and DM us, direct message us those as well, and go ahead and hit us up. We will collect that list, and somebody's going to win an amazing basket from our friends over at Family Natural Foods that are opening their door at 9 o'clock. Be sure to visit them at 920 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Have a great morning from all of us here at WIRI.